everybody, and welcome to a special Halloween episode of Girls Night, or shall I call it Ghouls Night, with Tomb Gravely. This is a special Halloween episode. It's the Spooktacular, and I'm really excited to introduce our guest this spooky evening. To my left, we've got Tim McGhostlin. We've got Connor Della Haunty. And very special guest, Jonathan Buseppi. Before we get to those motherfuckers, we have got some special Halloween sponsors to introduce. The first one is Casper the Sexy Ghost, and it's Casper with two S's in there. It's like ass, and it's porn. It's Halloween porn. It's actually specifically Halloween child pornography. a sexy kid dies and then gets his fuck on in the afterlife. And then our other sponsor this week is, of course, our favorite TV show on this podcast, which is Graveyard Baby. Mm-hmm. They're doing a special Halloween episode, and Michael Jackson recorded a song for it. If you don't know about Graveyard Baby,
Graveyard Baby
is NBC Wednesdays. It's a show about a baby who lives in a graveyard and kind of has been abandoned by society, and he kind of takes care of the graves and stuff. He tends to them. So Michael Jackson recorded this special song for a new episode of Graveyard Baby. It's really special. It goes, Graveyard Baby is not my lover. He's just a baby who tends to a graveyard. And he's friends with spooky owls. That's a new episode of Graveyard Baby this Wednesday. Check it out for Halloween. How are you guys doing? Tim, how you been, brother?
Oh, me? I've been drunk.
You've been real drunk lately?
Yeah, because I'm killing it. I don't have much money, so I figure that's what you're supposed to do when you don't have much money.
Yeah. Get just, real drunk?
Yeah, you stay drunk so you don't worry about it.
It's a good move.
I've been getting lots of free drinks.
How's that happening?
People feel bad for me. They see me out there, they're like, that guy looks a little notch above homeless, so we should get,
because you know how
drinks.
People want to offer homeless people booze
free
all the time.
Drinks.
I'm a notch Come. Above. I'm fun. I'm charismatic. I go in there, I'm like, what are we drinking, ladies? And they're like, motherfucker use. Whatever those things are. The
oh,
blue drinks.
Adios, motherfuckers.
Sure.
the AMF.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're getting real drunk, like a hobo.
Like a hobo, then riding the rails home.
Do you do you bring your own paper bag into the bar?
Yeah, I say fill it up.
They fill up your paper
fill up
bag.
The bag.
Yeah. It's just very inefficient.
I just stand under it with my mouth open.
Like, ma'am, you just broke my only paper bag.
You're gonna have to buy me another drink. That's how you do it.
Yep.
I see you've been Tindering a lot lately.
Been Tindering, been on there. You noticed something very fun about my Tinder the other day.
I did. Tim has a lot of matches on Tinder because he says yes to everybody like everybody does.
Yep.
But he was like, I was like, let me fuck around on your Tinder real quick. And I looked it through his matches, and everybody had been looked at. There's a little dot next to people who haven't been looked at on your Tinder matches. And Tim had looked at everybody except for black women and obese women. Like, if they were noticeably one of the other, he had not checked them. He didn't even look to talk to them.
Well, listen, I ain't interested.
Why?
You racist, Tim.
It's because you're racist.
Yeah. I mean, not a lie. I don't know if I'm legit racist. I just don't find any other race but white women attractive. That is a true thing about me.
Sure. I feel like you've said that other people
I
are
can
attractive.
See it. I can see that they're good looking. I can look at it's like I can see a man is good looking. Like I can notice that.
Is that because you're fucking gay?
Oh, shit. Dude, as we're speaking right now, Chantel just liked my
your moment. On Tim has been putting up moments on Tinder,
oh,
which
Chantel
is like
was white. I thought it was going to be ironic. It is not.
Oh, so now you're just bragging.
Thank you.
There you go. Tim's been posting all these moments on Tinder.
Most of them are Connor.
Like, they're like Snapchats for Tinder.
See, this is weird for me because I've never experienced Tinder before because I was in a relationship before Tinder started. Right. So I don't know any of the mechanics. You can just post
You can post like a picture that'll last for 24 hours.
And girls can comment on it?
They can like it.
They can just like it or dislike it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's been posting pictures of Connor mostly and been like, this is my gay roommate. And then people like it. For some reason,
Connor was wearing some dumb sweater, and I said, "This is my gay roommate loves to fuck." And then another one was Connor smiling real big, and it just said, "Man, he can't stop thinking about all that sweet pussy out there." That one got the least amount of likes when I thought that was the best one. It still got like 40 likes.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, Connor, what you been up to, brother?
Man, a lot of drinking, too.
You guys been drinking a lot.
It's weird to see you drinking because I never see you drinking out at, like, Mike's, so I like it.
Yeah, I'm either on or off. Like
You either drink it
is
all
this,
up
Is this, like, the start of a downward spiral for you? I'm either on or fully off.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just keep... the switch got stuck on. I don't know what to do now. No, I've been having fun lately.
I like that.
Have a good time, brother.
Yeah, dude.
I gotta stop saying brother so much.
Yeah. So Saturday, I went back to Bloomington to visit to go back for homecoming, but mostly because my really good friend from college was proposing to his girlfriend. He had this big thing planned where they did it in like the basketball arena, and then when they did it on the court, and then when they came out into the lobby, all of our friends were there. We were like, yay, hooray, congrats. You know, like this very planned out thing. But the only time we could get into the arena was 7:30 in the morning. So I drank my face off the night before because I was back in the college town. And they get me out of bed. And by bed, I mean the corner of the floor I was sleeping on. We go there at 7:30. She didn't even cry.
That's bullshit, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
I would have rather you say no.
No crying?
I don't know why he wanted all you guys there.
That is weird to me.
Well, because like we were all there when they met because they like met on like our dorm room floor.
Well,
stuff,
why didn't he invite you guys over when they fucked for the first time, too? It's special this way.
It's more romantic this way when everyone's watching.
Good point. Answer the question, Connor.
But then they took all these pictures like of the whole group afterwards, and I just look like such a wreck in all these pictures. And so, yeah, that was my weekend.
He invited her to a basketball court? He was like, let's just go to a basketball court?
He was like, one of our friends like works there, and she was like, oh, I can take you on a tour of the arena.
It's just not a basketball court. It's Assembly Hall.
Assembly Hall, baby. They should have lifted their
college
names into the rafters.
At IU.
College. Oh. It's IU basketball, which is highly traditioned. Bob Knight threw a chair across that court. So
I see.
That's romance for your friend somehow. Anyways.
He stood on that chair.
It was great, though.
That's pretty great. Old Jonathan Giuseppe, this is your first time on the pod.
It is. First time on the pod.
How you been, brother? What have you been up to?
Good,
again,
man.
The brother. What's that about?
Hey, I like it.
You like
keep
it?
Keep it, yeah.
Right, I'm going to keep it.
Just throw a brother in there.
I've been watching a lot of Hulk Hogan lately.
Yeah. Brother, I went to Sacred Rock on Sunday.
What is Sacred Rock?
You went to church?
Went to full-on church.
full-on church.
So my girlfriend, we were driving to Sacred Rock. It's like a camp, not camping, but like a hiking trails. And she was like, do you know why it's called Sacred Rock? And I was like, because of something horrible that happened to the Indians. And she was like, yep.
Oh no.
And I was like, tell me the story. And of course it's like Indians got pushed onto this rock just trapped there, and a whole bunch of them starved to death
on
the rock. So we just go there and hike now. It's fine. It was a great day.
Did you have the biggest picnic on that rock?
Yeah. We were laughing and just chugging like, PBRs.
Like throwing food at each other. We don't even need it all.
Man, you're probably cursed now.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It was nice, I guess. Yeah.
That is spooky.
It's kind of spooky. It feels weird to enjoy the land.
Right.
It's very.
It's like going to like a pretty graveyard. Like, why is this graveyard so pretty?
Yeah.
It's probably because it had a lot of hot kids in it, you know?
What?
It's a lot of nice-looking Caspers.
Hey, don't make fun of our sponsors, guys. We're going to lose a bunch of fucking money now.
What if you could make the decision to get buried in, like, a spooky cemetery over a nice cemetery?
That's what I'm going to put it in my will. Put me in the spookiest
cemetery. Why don't they have? That would be great. Like, a cemetery that is spooky.
Yeah.
At all times. It's like a haunted house all the time.
Oh, I love that. That'd I want my great. Body, like, dangled like at the end of the gate.
Yeah.
Like you have to walk through it like you think it's wind chimes, but it's really my bones.
Or like
I want to like dance to something. You know, like have my fucking dead body.
I don't want to be like like Han Solo when it gets frozen, but like just in the ground, like my body like in a pose where you can see the indent.
Or like I want like eyes on my grave, like
just
like,
they follow you move? Everywhere.
But yeah, those moving like magnetic eyes that move around the room.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a real thing. I might have just invented something. that's so good.
What if you got frozen? Just like you're being teabagged by someone else, and that's
that person is alive. And
you're just stuck there. Like I did not want this, but
this is the worst.
This is pretty funny.
This is the worst Craigslist post I've ever agreed to do. It's a good time. Is your girlfriend still in town?
Yeah, yeah.
Does
she
live
moved
here
back. She moved back.
She was in San Francisco, right?
Yep.
Do you guys live together?
Yeah, she lives in my apartment.
Oh man, that's a mistake, dude.
It is. It is. No, it's good. It's good. It's she's gonna get her own place. Maybe I'll move in there, but
my
room is looks like Tim's.
It's real tiny.
Yeah. So it's two of us.
Tim basically lives in a closet that's a little bit bigger than a closet.
Yeah.
Like a room, you'd call it, I guess.
Mm. Kind of. Yeah.
It's a walk-in closet.
It's between like a living space and a closet.
Yep.
Like a room, you know?
Yeah. But the door, like the door doesn't feel like it closes comfortably.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
in
yeah.
the room, like,
oh, I know what you mean.
Where you like hit a mattress and then you gotta kind of push the door. That's what I'm working with.
That's
but do you have a twin mattress in there?
I have a full size mattress.
Full. Okay. All right.
I ain't no fucking bitch, dog. What, you sleeping with your girlfriend on a twin mattress, son?
Oh, no, I got a queen, but I used to have a twin.
Yeah, I bet you do, Ferg.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
I don't know
queen
what that means.
Queen beds are bigger than full size.
No, but...
But queen is in, like...
Oh, I got it.
Oh,
gotcha.
Believe
me, I understood.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't over my head.
Tom needs that explained. No, Tom, sorry. People call gay people queens.
That's a term used, Tom.
I don't know if Tim has ever said anything, and I was like, I don't quite get that.
Tim has never stumped me.
What? I'm not a riddle machine. I'm just a fucking machine gun of jokes.
Riddle machine.
I'm no Edward Nygma.
That still sounds racist coming out of your mouth. I know it's the Riddler, but it sounds racist. man, I was just in Wisconsin. I spent the weekend in Wisconsin for a couple days, and it was interesting. There really wasn't anything to do in the town that I was in, so I just stayed in my hotel room, and I spent almost my entire Saturday working on a fake My Cat from Hell Twitter account that I have. Because here's the thing, I have a Twitter account called My Cat is from Hell. Because I loved the show My Cat from Hell for a while. And I forgot that I made this account. It was when me and Connor lived with Josh and Allie. And I forgot the password and stuff. Left it for like 3 months. And then I was like, oh man, I forgot I had that My Cat from Hell Twitter. And it like blew up since the last time I checked it. Because they don't have their own Twitter account. So whenever people try to like look up the show on Twitter or like whenever the host gets interviewed, people were using my Twitter handle.
So they were responding, like asking you questions?
Yes. And so I got all these cat stories and stuff that people tweeted at me. But I was tweeting as if I was the show. I was like, send in your fun cat stories. And I looked it up and it said I had like 200 mentions and stuff like that. It was a real Christmas gift. And so I just spent Saturday interacting with people as if I was my cat from hell.
That's fantastic.
I'm trying to build it up towards something, but I haven't decided what yet. I thought about making like a fake casting call, like posting the address to a place.
Wait, are you going to do the casting
interview cats?
Couch?
Yes. Yeah, your cats have to lick my balls to get on the show. What if that was the
backroom casting couch for cats?
Yeah, the cats have to like eat peanut butter off of Jackson Galaxy's dick to get on the show.
That
I like that the guy's name is Jackson Galaxy.
Do you? I hate it. I think
it's he's a shitty looking person to have such a shitty looking name.
He has
it's
a pretty bad name.
I mean, he looks like shit and his name is shit, so it just works out. I love it.
He carries around his stuff in like a. He carries around his cat supplies and like a guitar case because he's in a band too.
But the guitar case has a bunch of stick on glow in the dark stars because he's Jackson Galaxy.
Pretty good.
Somebody Connor, laugh at that joke.
Somebody.
No.
Connor's giving you nothing on that one, man.
No.
Old green shirt. Yeah. And even when he's wearing a sweater, he's got to have a green shirt on underneath it.
It's a true statement.
No, he. Somebody tweeted at me like, "Why do you have the guitar case? Like, why is that a convenient? Why would you use that as your bag?" Which is a great question. And I was like, "Jackson has to perform gigs all the time, so the guitar case functions for both. Like, he's like a cat Superman, lol." And it got like all these likes and stuff.
These
cheesy fucking assholes.
People are like, "Yeah."
I knew so Jackson stupid. Galaxy wasn't just one trick pony.
I took a screenshot of this one conversation I had with somebody because it was the lamest thing that anybody has ever done. This person, I wrote, "Do you have a cat from hell? Let us know." And then this person wrote, "My cat's not from hell, but maybe purgatory." And I said, "Expect greatness from your kitty. Allowing mediocrity is a disservice to you and your cat." And they wrote, "My kitties aren't mediocre." <I'm> so lame. And this other person said that their cat always sits on the laptop. How do I keep her from doing that? And I said, get her an iPad, winky face.
Like, get a desktop.
They wrote lol.
Yeah, it's so stupid. I think I'm going to just start tweeting like really anti-Semitic shit on there or something.
Randomly, yeah. Build it up.
Just start making
little by
it
little.
Really oddly like racist and stuff just to fuck with them.
Mr. Galaxy wants you to know he's starting a Fourth Reich.
Oh, God. See, maybe not.
Maybe a little
harsh.
More subtle.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys don't know how to fucking be anti-Semitic.
You're like proud of your anti-Semitism.
I don't take pride in very many things. But I am great.
I take pride in two things. My race.
Oh, no.
And putting down others.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more of Jonathan Buseppi and Connor Delahunty and Tim Ghostland. Did I say Gone Girl? I know that it sounded like Gone Girl. I'm saying Gong Girl.
Ah,
again, it's the story about an Asian orchestra who loses their gong player. Oh, my God. Did you guys hear that?
Ah.
Whoa. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey.
Hey. Whoa.
Hey.
Who are you?
I'm the headless horseman.
Oh.
How's it?
Headless horseman, your levels are so high.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm glad you're sorry and you just keep yelling.
Hey.
Sorry about that. I have no head, so I have no idea how loud I am.
Well, let's give you a mic, Mr. Headless Horseman.
Yeah, mic me up.
Oh my God, the Headless Horseman?
Yeah, no head.
I guess I should have noticed by the fact that you don't have a head and that you came in. Well, you broke our fucking window.
Sorry about that.
This is like the third time we've had to replace this fucking window.
Again, I have no head. I have been bumping around this neighborhood What do you call this? What? Roscoe Village?
Yeah, it is Roscoe Village. It's weird that you know that.
Garbage.
Did your horse tell you where we are? Do you have a... Can you talk to
your
horse?
Where's your horse?
My horse? Oh, I parked him out. You want to bring him in here?
Yeah, we can get him in here.
All right.
We'll wait a little bit.
All right, yeah. Nope.
Let's talk to you for a little
Marty,
bit.
Marty! Stay out in the street, you son of a bitch! Or I will beat your fucking ass!
Oh, all my right. God. Is that how you treat your horse?
Yeah.
What's your horse's last name?
McFly. I named him after I saw that movie in the 80s. Back to the Future.
Did you see that, or did you just sit in there? Oh, if you have a pumpkin on your head, you can see, right?
Yeah.
It's weird to watch you talk, to be honest. Let's just address it. You're talking out of a pumpkin.
Right.
And to be totally fair, there's no way for us to be able to tell if you have a head under that pumpkin or not.
Definitely.
Because the pumpkin lips aren't moving, and Pumpkin Lips is a good band name. We should acknowledge that.
Yep. Great band name.
They play the second stage at Lala.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, it does sound like a band that's not big yet, but that would probably get big.
You could see them getting big?
Yeah.
Look, I got a ton of... Do you mind being a guest on the podcast now that you're here?
No, I basically do nothing. Just wander around looking for my head, so... I'll hang out.
All right. Well, as long as you'll hang out, I guess we'll treat you like a guest. I mean, this is a big get.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have management?
Good question.
Not at all. I hate fucking sellouts.
Who of the Monster Clan has sold out?
Oh, that fucking hack Frankenstein? Jesus Christ.
Wait, he sold out?
Dr. Yeah. Frankenstein or Dr. Frankenstein's monster?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, in this debate again. Jesus Christ.
Tim took high school English.
I don't even think it's a debate.
Never read that book.
It is a monster. He is Frankenstein's monster. We all know that.
Right.
Do you guys think that... you ever think that Frankenstein, like the doctor actually, is always like, man, I wish people were talking about me. Like everybody always means the monster. So he hears people be like, Frankenstein. He's like, oh, hello. And they're always like,
no, not you. Yeah, not you. The gross
doctor's
one.
The heart and soul. He's what made it. Fucking dumb monsters out there. Just fucking taking all the credit.
Going out and selling out.
Yeah, selling out.
Frankenstein, frankly, that name sounds kind of Jewish to me, if you ask.
Yeah.
That's why he got run out of that town. They didn't care that he was a monster. They just didn't like that he was a fucking dumb Jew.
Oh, no.
If it was McFranken, he'd be cool with that.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys know, Al Franken's name used to be Al Frankenstein. And when he ran for Saturday Night Live.
He ran for Saturday Night Live?
Yep.
You know that you could have just said he ran for fucking...
Senator of Minnesota. But he was Al Franken before on Saturday Night Live.
But first he had to run for Saturday Night Live. Yep. After he got that, he was like, I'm taking this to the next level. Well, so you don't have management. How did you become the Headless Horseman? I know that there is a lot of lore about you, but you're here to set the claim straight.
A lot of American folklore. I was a goddamn flute player in George Washington's Continental Army.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he just send me out on the front lines and say, hey, play this flute. And I looked up to him like he was a brother of mine. I said, sure, I'll play that flute.
Mm-hmm.
And the first battle we were in, my head was blown off by a fucking cannonball.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
While you were playing the flute?
While I was playing the flute, yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
How's the flute?
Did the flute survive?
No, it did not.
Oh, that's too bad. Is there like a headless fluteman anywhere?
I don't know, but there was a drummer and a bassist who died as well, but nobody's heard from them.
There was a bassist?
There was a bassist.
He had bass guitars back then?
Yeah,
Was it Fleet?
No, it was just a stand-up bass that he would have to carry around. He was more of a burden, really.
Well, of course that guy's going to die. It's kind of on Washington at that point.
He didn't even die from battle, just exhaustion from carrying that bass around.
That's inconvenient. Mm. I guess I was thinking of an electric bass. That's why I asked if they existed back then.
Yeah. We hated that guy.
Do you play your flute as you walk around, kind of like your dirge?
I wish I can't walk around. I mean, that's my curse. I used to be able to play the flute, but now with this hole.
With your pumpkin lips.
Yeah, my pumpkin lips can't wrap themselves around a sweet flute the way they used to.
You can still play drums.
Yeah, yeah. You consider that. Maybe take up a different instrument.
That's true. I mean, you guys want to jam?
I mean, maybe after the podcast. All right. Just out of curiosity, I've been wondering about this for a while. So you're the Headless Horseman.
Yeah.
You're a man with a horse.
Yep.
Who has no head.
Right.
Did the horse die with you? Is this the horse that you had before? Or did you just pick some random horse and make it your horse?
My horse forever? Yeah. I was so upset with George Washington that I made George Washington's horse my horse.
Oh, you stole George Washington's
horse? I stole George Washington's horse.
Oh, my God.
From him. Yeah.
So since you're, like, handicapped, does that mean we have to ask if we can pet your horse?
Good question.
Oh.
That's a great question.
Oh, like it's a seeing eye dog?
Eye horse?
No. No. That stupid son of a bitch Marty out there. You can kick him in the ribs if you want, because he's such a piece of shit.
Are you supposed to kick him in the ribs?
Are you?
That's how you get him going.
Oh. Yeah. That's not inhumane or anything like that?
No, you go. I mean, it's not like...
It's just a little nudge.
I don't know. I don't ride horses often.
Oh, yeah?
I'm allergic to them.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
Yeah, well, you heard horses? Of it now, so fucking
what
shut
about,
up about it.
What about
it?
Ghost horses? Is your horse a ghost? Or is
yeah,
it
he's a
you?
Ghost.
Is it hypoallergenic?
Oh, no. He gives people... The goosebumps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like,
see, I don't think that's an allergic reaction. I think that they're just creeped out.
Yeah.
Unless I'm wrong. Maybe it's the other way. Maybe we're not creeped out. Maybe we're just all allergic to ghosts.
Getting allergic, yeah. Humans haven't developed a pill for that yet.
Do you not like humans?
Not at all.
What's
I
that
hate,
about?
I hate all humans.
Wait,
and
but you were a human.
Fucking stupid piece of shit. Horse who couldn't shit in his own fucking hoof if he tried. Marty.
What's... I don't understand why you hate your horse so much. What is
also,
horse
do his hooves come off?
Yeah, his hooves come off. He does a little dance every once in a while to try and make himself happy. Like he's not stuck in purgatory.
What, but why do you hate him?
Because he's dance? George Washington's horse. And I fucking hate George Washington for killing me, putting me at the front lines.
I understand. With you think he was trying flute. To kill you? Why would he put the band on the front lines?
No really idea. I have
sense.
No idea why they do that.
It really doesn't make
it's real
sense.
Dumb. I just liked playing the flute.
You know that it's not the horse's fault, though, that he was George Washington's
yeah,
horse.
Yeah, right.
Horses don't pick the person like Pokemon. Pokemon
yeah.
don't do that either, actually.
Yeah, you got to catch them.
That horse still has the spirit of George. He still has a stank of George Washington on him. Piece of shit.
Do you think George Washington sent you to the front of the line because, like, you know how they say music is supposed to soothe the beast?
Oh.
And you guys were supposed to soothe the other people into, like,
no.
not attacking, but instead they
job.
Just
no,
shot
I think he was just fucking just jealous of how well I played the flute. And he wanted me dead.
Oh, my God. Is it possible that George Washington was a flautist? And
yes. Yes.
He was jealous of your skills.
Yes.
And he wanted to not be the general, but instead be number one seat, number one chair.
Yeah.
First chair.
Oh, yeah. People don't know this. George Washington was... George Washington loved the recorder and
okay.
the flute.
Oh, he played the recorder, huh?
He did.
A lot of hot cross buns.
Yeah.
That was the national anthem back then.
Was that the pump-up song for the Revolutionary War Army?
Bump, 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 hot cross. Oh, hot cross buns and hot cross. Hot cross buns, it's hot cross.
A lot of people don't know that.
Hot cross buns.
Before we had our national anthem, because we didn't start the country and just immediately have a national anthem, we had to cycle through some.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
The first one was Hot Cross Buns.
a lot of trial and error.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So how do you spend your days? A lot of people are scared of you.
Yeah. I go to Costco and I get a lot of samples.
Uh-huh.
Just fill up on samples because nobody's, you know, going to fuck with a guy. With a jack-o'-lantern head and tell him he can't get three pastrami samples.
You asked for pastrami samples?
No, they were selling pastrami sandwiches.
Oh,
the little samples. They cut them in four.
I see, I see.
Do you have to cut a tongue into the mouth of the pumpkin so that you're able to taste
the top? Oh.
Or, yeah, do you dump it into the top?
I dump it right in the hole of my neck.
Well, that's what she said.
Well, glad Tim was able to join us today on the podcast.
I'm good at comedy.
Just kiddies. I'm sorry if Tim has offended you with his comedy.
No, story. Not at all.
What sort of comedy are you into?
Me? Oh, man.
Do you like comedy in the afterlife?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Love comedy. Me and I'm actually friends with Sinbad.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Good friends with Sinbad.
He's still alive, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I thought you hated humans.
I do. Everybody except Sinbad. He's the only person who gets it.
How can you dislike Sinbad?
Yeah.
That's a good point. What do you like about him? What's so funny about
him?
He's
fun. Everybody else is just farting around being an asshole. Sinbad's just a, you know, he gets it.
I get that. All right. I can
understand
that. I
mean, what other performer wears the outfits that Sinbad wears?
That's a good
and
point.
Has that much fun?
MC Hammer?
There you go. Do you like MC Hammer?
I hate MC Hammer's
Whoa.
Guts.
Why?
No idea. Just a gut feeling. No idea.
Here's a question. Do you still have guts?
Do you have them?
I still have guts, and I take a shit regularly.
You still shit?
I still eat.
What do you shit? Pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, I do. Just shoot out pumpkin seeds at 100 miles an hour.
Wow, I know that
that's fast.
That is really fast.
That is.
You ever run the radar gun on that experiment?
Yeah, how did you actually figure that
out? Is that a Sinbad job?
Me and Sinbad were hanging out. And I was telling him about how I shit out pumpkin seeds at 100 miles an hour. He said, and this is how fun he is. This is how much fun Sinbad is.
It's a fun time.
This was a Tuesday. Uh-huh. All right.
He didn't even have to be funny at this point.
No. He was just hanging out. We go in his backyard, and he goes, he has a radar gun. Who has a radar gun?
Sinbad.
Sinbad. He just does this. And he goes, I'm going to radar you shitting out pumpkin seeds. Mm-hmm. Sinbad radars it for me. And then that's how I figured that out.
It's 100.
Yeah.
Hard hundo.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about becoming a major league pitcher where instead of pumpkin seeds, you ate baseballs and then
shit them out
of your butt. Do you have accuracy with this?
No accuracy. It's a complete nightmare coming out. It is. It's a complete oblivion.
Okay.
Just craziness.
That sounds bad.
Yeah.
That sounds like a real nightmare.
Yeah.
I got so many follow-up questions for you because...
Sure.
All right. So you said you go into Costco. You eat there for free.
Right.
Do you have a Costco membership?
Good question.
No.
You just walk in?
Not at all. I walk in and I give them a thumbs up. and then
let you go by?
Usually stops me. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look how far you can get with kindness.
Right. You come in, you come in with a big thumbs up. No one's going to, like, oh, okay.
Sure.
You know.
You say usually stops you, so you've been stopped before.
I have been stopped. There have been a couple employees who have been real sticklers about showing the card.
Sure. So when they do that, what do? You just have to leave?
No, I just I pretend like I didn't hear them, and I keep walking. And I see what happens next.
Okay. I mean, why would you have a card anyways? Because they got to take a picture of your face. You don't even have a face.
Well, you do. That's the other question I was going to ask you about.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt you. What were you going to say?
No, that is a great question. Why, you know,
yeah.
I could even be a member. Jack-o'-lantern?
A jack-o'-lantern.
As a head? That's ridiculous. On a Costco card. Come on.
Why, all right. Two questions. They're both related.
All right.
One, why the jack-o'-lantern? Why did you decide to go with the jack-o'-lantern?
Me and Sinbad were hanging out. All right.
What were you? Okay. So what were you using at this point? So it sounds like you.
Oh, yeah. No, before this.
Jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. before the jack-o'-lantern,
uh-huh.
and I met Sinbad, and he changed my life, and we just had a bunch of fun. Before that, I was using bowling balls.
A bowling ball?
Yeah, bowling
balls. It'd be heavy.
Very heavy. It was awful. Completely ridiculous.
So when you put a bowling ball on your head, you can't, like, the holes in the ball don't become, like, your eyes and a nose?
No. I'm still just wandering around in complete darkness. My whole life is a hole. I feel like I'm falling at all times.
What I was going to ask you is the follow-up question was, so you have a jack-o'-lantern head. So you can change your visage whenever you want. You can change what you look like at any point.
Yes.
Do you ever are you ever having a bad day? And you're like, I'm going to give the pumpkin a frowny face today.
Yeah.
Like on Mondays?
I do that. And then I go into offices and I say, oh, man, it's Monday. And then everyone says, please leave. And I say,
they're not shocked that you're there.
No, because I visit the same places a lot.
Well, you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, totally, totally.
So, and then when you want to when you go into Costco, you switch on your pumpkin with the positive face.
I come in smiling to Costco, just delighted.
Do you? Do the pumpkins ever rot on your head? Like, do you have to get new pumpkins all the time?
Yeah, totally. That happens all the time. I'm constantly in search. And when pumpkins are out of season?
Uh-huh.
Fuck my life.
FML.
Yeah, what do you do in that situation? Pumpkins aren't always in season. I didn't think about that. Do you have to get one of those fake pumpkins that's like plastic or whatever that some people put, like they light up?
Yep, I get a plastic pumpkin. Put it on my head. It doesn't feel right or good. It feels pretty hack, pretty Frankenstein, if you ask me.
You hate Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
What did Frankenstein do to you?
He
sold out.
Fucking sellout. Yeah.
I mean, he got invited to the Monster Mash, but I don't remember if you were there.
I was not invited.
You didn't get invited.
Yeah.
Does that hurt you?
Yeah, and Frankenstein. He can't play instruments. He stole my girlfriend.
He stole your girlfriend?
Yeah. Stole my girlfriend, Sally Patinkins.
What?
Yeah.
Bride of Frankenstein?
Yeah, Bride of Frankenstein was my girlfriend. And he stole her. So, well, it's not a big deal, but
I heard the Monster Mash was a graveyard smash.
I heard about that also.
Shut up! Shut up! It was a stupid party!
Is that where he stole her from you?
Yeah.
You can be honest with us.
Yeah.
This is a safe place. This is Ghoul's Night. Ghoul's Fright.
Yeah, that's where he stole her. They were dancing, two-stepping.
I understand.
They do the mash?
You
the
shut
monster
your
mash?
Fucking mouth, Tim.
You're hurting him, Tim.
You shut your fucking mouth.
I'm trying to get into his core.
I feel like you're being a little bit insensitive. And,
you want to get into his core? Just look in his neck hole.
Is
that insensitive?
Yes. Look, I know that this is hard for you, but I share your pain. One of my exes danced with a dude on Halloween. We talked about it on a previous podcast, and that ended our relationship.
Yeah, it's the worst. you ever just sit and watch them dance together?
No, I tried to break them up.
Oh.
Like, oh, I feel absurd.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't a two-step, it was a grind.
Oh, boy. That's even worse. Jesus Christ.
I bet you wish you didn't have a head.
How did you go over there and try and break that up? Did you push them away?
I just
kind
of pulled them apart.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you never want to do that.
No.
Did she know you were there?
Yeah, I was just standing there like an idiot.
Then you go from boyfriend to chaperone very quickly.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you two,
there's
knock
nothing
it off.
less sexy than a guy chaperoning.
Yeah, it gets pretty ugly and sad.
I've been there. I threw a mini pumpkin at them.
You know what? A mini pumpkin?
Yeah.
This is while you were already in pumpkin mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You really own this pumpkin thing.
You got to. You got to double down on something.
Double down on something.
You really wanted to make that kind of your image.
Yeah. Yeah. And at a certain point, you just can't keep, you know, whatever is my, you know, fucking pumpkins, whatever.
You're
fine.
Like the Larry the Cable Guy of pumpkins.
Yeah. Yeah.
What made you decide that pumpkins would be fitting?
It's a, you know, it looks like a head. You can carve it like a face.
Okay.
I tried, you know, beach balls. They pop.
That's true.
What
about watermelons? That'd be kind of scary.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
You know.
But then you got Gallagher following you around.
Yeah.
You got what?
Gallagher following you
That's
around.
True. Gallagher's going to want in on that. You're right.
That's true.
I want to know more about this Patinkin thing because I'm bummed out about it. So how long had you been dating?
3 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Almost engaged.
We talk a lot about relationships on this podcast, and Jesus Christ, Tim.
What's going on with that phone?
Just put your phone away. Thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay. You dropped it like 3 times.
I have my Tinder moments that I'm looking at.
Oh, I see. Anyways.
What's this Tinder?
Tinder is an app on your phone where it shows you pictures of people who... it's a dating app. Maybe you could use it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe there's a monster Tinder. Where you can monster smash.
Chicks love
Hey, that'd
horses.
Be cool. Why can't I date normal women? I mean, every time I try and... Why do I have to mash a monster?
That's a good point.
You know?
Have you tried to date normal women?
I mean, yeah. The businesses I visit... I mean, I've talked to a couple of people at Costco. You know, they couldn't be less interested.
Have you gone out with anybody?
I've been on a couple dates.
You should take a girl to a Sinbad show.
That's a good idea.
Don't tell her you know Sinbad.
Then after the show, she gets to meet Sinbad.
You could be like, no, I got this.
There you go.
And Sinbad goes, hey,
and
buddy.
And then we go backstage.
Oh, Sinbad will probably fuck your lady knowing him.
He's so smooth. He's
star of First Kid.
He'd like show the girl a picture of him doing the radar gun. And then she'd be like, wait, 100 miles? And then she starts sucking that dick.
Do you have a dick?
Oh, God. I do. It's not large, but I do.
Would you say it's the size of a gourd?
I would
pumpkins
say it's a...
We should... That is true.
That was
we should,
a good
you
joke.
Know what? Let's stop pumpkin. Asking. Get out of my dreams. Get into my car. Let's go ahead and just figure out what this dick looks like with our favorite game. We haven't played in a while. It's called Let Me See That Dick.
Show me that... All right.
Let me see that dick. Show us that dick.
All right.
That's a spicy dick.
Saddle up.
Thank you for that dick. Get out of my butt.
Yeah.
It's weird that your dick is made out of corn.
That don't look 100 years old.
Yeah, when you know, you're this many years old. I mean, I died in, 1776?
Does it just turn into corn at some point? Because that is clear.
No, it fell off of my body. And I watched it fall, which is, I don't know, you guys maybe,
okay.
You know, you guys will never experience it.
Seen
a pain quite like that.
Okay.
So you know. I put a fucking corn cob right where my dick should go just to fill the void.
Yeah.
You know how people have amputations and they say they have phantom, they feel the limb, phantom
limb?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Wait,
I can still feel my dick.
Do you have a phantom dick?
I have a phantom dick.
A phantom dick.
Yeah.
Here's the thing you
So if you
saying,
touch this corn cob,
you
can,
feel it?
Yeah, I feel it.
You can come out of that corn cob.
Yeah.
You were saying your dick's not all that big. You could find a bigger corn cob. To
That's
just
actually
throw
a good point. What are you thinking?
The base of this corn cob fit perfectly into the empty void that was my dick. And I'll be damned if I find another corn cob that's fit this well.
Hey, if the shoe fits, and if that
it's
shoe
right,
is a corn
yeah.
cob on your dick.
That's like a
I think we should update
Cinderella. I mean, the story of this corn cob and my empty void is the story of Cinderella and her slipper.
I think we should update that saying. It's if the corn cob fits into the empty void where your dick used to be.
You're the headless horseman.
Wear it.
Yeah, you're the headless horseman.
Double down on that cob.
Here's what I'm really having trouble with, if I'm being honest, and you can put your dick away. Thank you.
I'm fine. But
all right, you can just leave it out. That's fine, too. There's a lot of questions about you. A lot of people are afraid of you because there's an aura that you're going to kill people. Do you kill people?
No!
Do you attack people?
I only attack people that are descendants of George Washington who took my head.
All right, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's okay. I guess that I kind of get that.
And then some people get scared because they're afraid of something new.
And if you meet a guy and you're on a date with him, he tells you he has a corn cob as a dick, you're going to try and report that.
Sure.
And
you,
not.
Wait, do you kill those people?
No. Oh, okay. I just, you know, say, all right, I guess this isn't your thing. This is my horrifying existence on this earth. Guess I'll just keep trucking. Have a nice life at your shitty job. Fucking assholes.
Well, it sounds like you're coming on kind of strong. Maybe that's about. You probably shouldn't lead with the corn cob dick thing.
Yeah, let them get their appetizer at least.
You know what?
But
yeah.
When the appetizer, you always order corn to see how they take to it.
Yeah.
That might be
the problem.
You
guys know me so well.
He likes to see their technique. He gets corn on the cob.
That's sure. Right. Yeah.
Sure.
See how they touch a cob.
We just got to get... Just got a couple more questions for you, and if you guys have any, feel free to throw them out.
One second, let me go check on my horse.
Yeah, let's check on the horse.
Marty, are you still there?
Jeez,
answer me!
He's being a real mean to that horse.
You don't answer me, I will fuck you up.
He's fine.
What I was going to ask you is, you're a pretty famous character, as you probably know.
Yeah.
Have you seen? I mean, you couldn't see it, but. You seen like Sleepy Hollow? How do you feel about Johnny Depp playing you? I don't even know.
Johnny Depp hung out with me for about a week.
Right.
Yeah.
To study your
method act. Yeah, kind of like he did with Hunter S. Thompson with Fear and Loathing.
Right. Right.
We had some great times. His performance is nothing like me.
I think that's because he was being Ichabod Crane.
He was Ichabod Crane.
I never saw the film. Didn't bother.
You knew it was about you, though.
Yeah, he said that.
Did you even know what films were? I mean, you're from the 1700s.
I've
been around.
I've been around.
That's
I'm not
point.
Just, sitting at home with my dick in my hand. I'm out doing stuff.
How long were you holding off? Yeah, that's true. How long did you hold it, though, in your hand after it had fallen off?
Did you try to save it?
Did you try to turn it into like a handbag?
Yeah, I put it in the freezer.
You turn that ball sack into like a...
Oh, I didn't think about the ball sack.
Yeah, you gotta think about that ball sack. Now, what do you use as... We didn't even ask. Do you still have your balls?
Still have a healthy set of balls, my friend.
So it's just that sweet peen that fell off.
That dick fell off, yeah. Horrifying. Yeah.
We're going to find you love by the end of this episode, I think. I really want us to. We're going to
get me on this. What is this? Tinder?
Let's
Twitter.
Get you on Tinder.
Twitter, too. Whatever.
Do you not have a Twitter?
No.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook?
Yeah.
Is there anything you have that we can plug? Do you have any upcoming dates where you're going to be spooking people?
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to be out at a cornfield off of 9094.
Okay.
Just. Trying to find a replacement dick.
They got cornfields off 9094.
Is this corn cob not doing it for you?
Like you guys said, you can,
trying to upgrade.
Upgrade. Grass is always greener. I'm sorry, dick. I love you.
Is it sentient? Does your dick understand what you're saying?
I like to think so. I've talked to it a lot. I've never heard a voice back.
Right.
But I like to feel that we
you ever
are
open
together.
Up, you ever open up your pants and see that a bunch of weasels have been eating the corn off your cob?
Goddamn sparrows will fly into my pants, nibble on my cock, and then fly off to parts unknown.
You do have some baggy pants.
They own this dick.
How does that make you feel?
Just helpless. You ever felt helpless?
I have not, but
completely vulnerable to the world. That's me.
That's you? Man, you seem really sad, Headless Horseman. I want us to help you out, and we're gonna get more into you as we go on. We've got more segments to go through, so do you mind hanging out?
Sure, no, not at all.
Can we talk to your horse?
Never.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. We actually just have a couple more segments to go on the old podcast, and we'll jump into them right now. Let's just get into them.
Yeah.
The first one is a little segment we call Connor's Qualms, Halloween edition. Connor, I don't know if you can tell, he's been boiling in anger for the past 40 minutes. He's really pissed off, and we try to contain his anger in this little segment called Connor's Qualms. So hit that theme song, old Breezler. Connor's Qualms, he's super pissed. Connor's Qualms, he's shaking his fist. Connor's Qualms, he's about to unload. Connor's Qualms, so watch him explode.
So I ordered a book online off Amazon because I'm gonna go on a flight tomorrow and I want something to read. So I ordered this new book, and it said out for delivery yesterday, but I didn't get it. So like tomorrow on the plane, I have other books, so I'm gonna read a different book than I originally intended.
Connor's Qualms, he's super pissed. Connor's Qualms, he's shaking his fist. Connor's Qualms, he's about to unload. Connor's Qualms, so watch him explode. All right, that's Connor's Qualms, everybody. We're going to let Connor boil over there for a second and take a quick break. We'll be back. On Ghoul's Fright.
Doing spooky dance. Spooky things doing a spooky dance. Woo woo woo. What kind of spooky thing are you? Woo woo woo. What kind of spooky thing are you?
Do you guys know that horses are like the opposite of dogs, where they live 7 times as long as humans?
I didn't know that.
That's true.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I hope Marty over here dies of dysentery, you piece of shit. cry! That's right, cry.
You're making him cry. It's really upsetting.
I'll give you something to cry about, Marty.
What? What are you going to give him to cry about? Do you have bad news for him?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what, but I have bad news.
Man, playing your cards close to the vest.
Oh, yeah.
We are back on a Ghoul's Night. I'm sorry, Ghoul's Fright. I keep fucking it up. This is Ghoul's Fright with Tomb Gravely. And we're back with the Headless Horseman and... Connor Della Haunty and Tim McGhostlin, and of course Jonathan Buseppi, who's been oddly quiet for a long time now.
Yeah, sorry guys, I was just hanging out here.
Oh, that's okay.
You're a little spooked.
You're just taking it in. I get it if you're scared of the Headless Horseman.
Yeah, he's a lot. So
I mean, that's kind of
like
offensive.
He's a scary
right
personality
here.
If he's not a monster.
You know, he's right here.
Yeah,
right?
That was it's weird. Talk. Are you guys talking about me?
Sorry, I zoned out there. Fuck you guys. I thought we were just hanging out.
No, we're just hanging out. You zoned out. It's okay. We weren't talking about
cool.
you. We have a fun segment to get to. Are you a fan of...
Sinbad? Yes.
Unfortunately, this segment is not about Sinbad. This is...
Well, then I hate it.
This segment is called Jesus. Anthony Kiedis News. Hit that theme song, Tom.
Anthony Kiedis News. Anthony Kiedis Blues.
Halloween edition. Ooh. This is the Halloween edition of Anthony Kiedis News called Anthony Kiedis Blues, where it's... You have to guess. I'm going to give you a piece of information about a person. And you have to tell me this time if it's actually about Anthony Kiedis or if it's about a ghost. So here is the information.
Who is Anthony Kiedis?
Anthony Kiedis is the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
He's famous for wearing a sock on his penis and for having no shirt on a lot.
And he lives out under a bridge downtown.
He lives under a bridge downtown. Well, that's where he...
He never wants to go back.
He never wants to go back that. And he wants you to suck his kiss.
Suck my kiss!
So,
blood sugar baby.
So are you guys ready?
Yes.
Here's the information I have for you. This person, he was a hitchhiker, and he got picked up by an unsuspecting gentleman, just a friendly guy driving around, and he left.
Who is Jeffrey Dahmer?
Well, that's you did win just now, but we're gonna keep playing.
Oh, sorry. Did I mess up the game?
Well, also, the answer to your question, Jeffrey Dahmer was a serial killer in Wisconsin, mainly Milwaukee area, who would find gays, bring them back to his house, kill them, fuck them, and then eat them and put them in a big vat. Because he said, who is Jeffrey Dahmer? I don't know. We're not playing Jeopardy, right? I was just...
That's the opposite of Jeopardy, too.
What?
You would have been giving the clue in that situation. And he would have been giving the answer.
Yeah, I just told him who Jeffrey Dahmer was.
Questions on Jeopardy are never like, who is Jeffrey Dahmer? Hey. That'd be a really shitty game show.
Tim knew a fact. Let's just let him
I will
that.
Give you that, though. All right.
Sorry.
He was gay.
Back to Anthony Kiedis' booze. So this person was a hitchhiker. Gets picked up by an unsuspecting friendly gentleman. The guy kind of asks him about his life. He asks him where he wants to take him. He's kind of quiet, and he's wearing kind of outdated, antiquated clothing. And he has to be taken to just some address, but it's an abandoned, an old abandoned house. And he gets dropped off. The next day, that guy realizes that the hitchhiker left a journal in his car, and. So he tries to take it back to the old abandoned house where he dropped the guy off. And he rings the doorbell, and the lady at the door answers. And she's like, hey, I dropped a guy off here yesterday. His name was Michael. And she looks ghastly, and she goes, there hasn't been a Michael here in 20 years. Sure enough, he looks into the journal and sees that the dates – are all backdated to 20 years before, and the last one says, this is the day of my suicide, and he apparently had killed himself on, like, his girlfriend's home because she started dating someone else. Frankenstein, to be honest.
What?
Yeah, it's not related. So, do you guys think...
Why are you guys laughing?
Do you guys think that that is Anthony Kiedis or a ghost?
Shit. That's a tough one.
You guys can ask questions, too. It's not just you don't just tell me the answer.
Was the ghost wearing a shirt?
Wait.
Oh, was the person in the car wearing a shirt? I don't know if it was a ghost.
The person was wearing a shirt. It was kind of an old green military garb. In the journal, it also it said he had just gotten back from war to find out that his girlfriend had left him for
Frankenstein. So it was a green shirt.
It was a green
shirt.
Was
this person related to Connor?
I can't give you that information, but it's possible it was a white person.
Wow. So the person is white?
Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay. Yep, I'll tell you that.
Was this person, did he have a pumpkin on his head?
He did not have a pumpkin on his head.
Or a sheet? He was wearing a sheet?
He was wearing a sheet on his head, yes. Most of his body.
Was it pointed at the top?
It was not pointed at the top. Okay. I understand where you were going there. But nope, it was not pointed. It was a rounded sheet.
Did he pick
Was this Casper?
That's a good question.
Ghost.
Oh, see, you can't just ask me if it's a ghost.
Was he friendly?
Oh,
he was kind of curt. Okay. He was a bit curt. He was kind of like snippy.
Was it Kurt Cobain? He killed himself.
Kurt Metzger.
Look, I almost gave something away there. That was close.
Did he pick this guy
up? You can't just
up?
Ask me who it was. Oh. You got to ask me about the situation.
Did he pick this guy up under a bridge downtown?
He did actually pick him up under a bridge downtown. Oh. So that could go either way. Who knows?
It wasn't Frankenstein?
Again, you can't just ask me if it's a person. You can't
also,
just
Frankenstein.
Did he have bolts in his neck?
He did not have bolts in his neck.
I have a question. Did
What's
this
that?
Guy's girlfriend cheat on him because he kept telling her to suck my kiss?
She did not. That's not why she cheated on him. She cheated on him because he was gone away at war and she got lonely. So that's what it said in the journal, at least.
Did she believe in the war?
She was conflicted about the war. It was a time where the draft was still in order, and so he had to go to war. He didn't even necessarily agree with it, but you got to do what you got to do. So,
was he like a first-round draft pick or like a sleeper later down the line?
It's a good question.
He was first round. He was literally the first person picked in the draft. And the war was the Hunger Games.
Okay. I have a question.
I got my guess.
That's fine. You hold it. I have more questions because I don't know. We're not all as smart as you. We could all have graduated college, Connor.
Well, I've only got time for one more question, so this is kind of...
Was this journal as unreadable as Anthony Kiedis' new book that he came out with?
What's the new book called for 20 extra points?
Scar Tissue?
Well, Connor just stole the points right out of your fucking dumb lips.
Is it Scar Tissue I Got Under a Bridge Downtown? Suck My Kiss!
It is Scar Tissue, but Suck My Kiss was also acceptable, so you both get 20 points. Yes. Headless Horseman and Jonathan Buscepi, you guys are really shit in the bed here.
Anthony Kiedis, is it Anthony?
You're guessing.
I'm guessing, yeah.
I did
I'm
say
out of
that
time.
There's only one more question left. So I can't tell you before everybody answers.
Oh, okay.
So, Jonathan Buscepi, you're saying Anthony Kiedis.
I'm going to go Horseman? Anthony Kiedis. Why not?
Headless, what do you think?
Is
Headless an acceptable first name?
Sure. I mean, we've spent some time together. You can call me Headless.
Okay. Who are you saying?
I'm going, a ghost.
You think it's a ghost?
Yeah.
Okay. Connor.
I'm going Kiedis.
You're going to go Kiedis. Okay.
All right. So this guy's name was Michael, which is sometimes long for Anthony, which is confusing to me. I forgot to ask what state this happened in or if his girlfriend's name was Danny.
You should have definitely asked that. Oh. That would have been those would have been huge clues.
I
need an answer from you.
I'm going to say it was a poltergeist. I'm going to go out on a limb, say it was a poltergeist.
Oh, you guys, we have two winners and two losers, and we'll reveal who those were on the next Ghouls Night with Tomb Ghostly. we don't want listeners, we got to have a reason to get you to come back. We'll reveal who the winners were on the next episode. We just have one more segment to go. We're gonna end the podcast with the way that we like to end. Sometimes I created a Halloween Craigslist post. As some of you know, I like to post things on Craigslist as a woman for men. I like to post casual encounters for as a woman because dudes are gross and they'll respond to fucking anything, as we found in the past. I've literally posted that I want to pour my father's ashes all over my friend Ashley's body and have you lick them off, and dudes have responded. So today...
What were some of the responses to that?
They were like,
that?
One of them was literally...
just a whole lot of EMA.
One of them was literally, I want to lick the ashes off of your body. But it was like, I didn't say what I looked like or my friend looked like.
This guy's just a gentleman. He would rather do it to you, the woman that he's in love with, than your friend.
Why would he be in love with me?
Oh, why would he be in love with a lady who wants to have his dad's lashes?
All right. Great sense.
Yeah? You happy with that, Tim?
Look, I think I'm going to go, guys.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you're welcome to.
It's been fun.
Thanks for coming, Headless Horseman.
Yeah, you guys take care.
Yeah, hey, tell Sinbad to keep up the good work.
I will. I mean, you don't have to tell him that.
And I think John Mayer sang this once, but Headless Horsemen, be good to your horses, because horses will love like you do.
Yeah, John Mayer's a fucking idiot, just like Marty outside.
Whoa. You're hurting
your
feelings.
Fuck you, Marty. Let's roll. Jesus Christ.
They just took off. I don't know why
they took off.
The horse makes.
The horse makes the sound of a moped from a mile away.
Jesus. I really wanted to talk to that ghost horse. That was weird.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you were sitting there like terrified of the Headless Horseman.
He was
scared about, man.
He was just very loud. He was very.
A pussy.
Yeah. I mean, you weren't sitting next to him. You didn't. he did feel that guy's
dangerously
vibe.
Close to you.
And he was spitting out of his neck hole into my face.
You know, I really should have told him to move, but we were just so excited about the get. That's a big get. You know what I mean? And when you get a get like that, you got to get get.
Yeah, that was a real, right. was a real pumpkin spook.
Got to get that.
You got to get get.
Got to get that.
Anyways, back to the
Black Eyed Peas
the segment that the Headless Horseman so rudely left on. I posted a Halloween version of a Craigslist post for women, or as a woman for men. This is what I post in the Casual Encounters. The subject says, paranormal experience, woman for man. Then it says, I've always wanted to have a sexy, flirty night with a ghost. Ever since I saw that movie Ghost, it's been kind of a fetish of mine. But I've only been able to do it a couple times. Do you live in a haunted space? Do you know where a ghost might be? Let me know and maybe you can watch if it doesn't turn the poltergeist off. Please make sure the ghost is not gay or under 16. And preferably white. If you know of a hot Indian burial ground or cursed castle, that would be good too. Worst case scenario, we can just buy a Ouija board and let our fingers go to work, if you know what I mean. Winky face. I posted that 2 hours ago, and I fucking have gotten emails again. Like, I always get emails.
How many emails?
I've got about 15 already. Nice. Let's see what we've got here.
The best is Tom was writing this, and he goes, what's a movie about ghosts? And I go, I don't know, Ghost?
That's true. All right, I got this one. It says, let's get spooky. This person says, hello, how are you tonight? I'd love to do some paranormal activities with you. I actually do know of a haunted Indian burial ground that is right by my house called Labaw Woods. I'd love to go there with you and explore it at night sometime. He sent me like a link to it. Oh my God. He said he wants to lay down and lay some peace pipe in me. Let's see his picture. Oh my God, there's his picture.
Is it his dick?
How's he look?
No, it's just a weird bald dude. Anyways, we'll put up his picture on hotornot.com.
Where's this haunted woods?
We'll look it up afterwards. He sent me a link.
Oh my God. Let's tell him we'll meet him there and then we can murder him.
No. But okay.
I'm
so sorry you don't fucking like fun. You know what? You've been on my fucking last goddamn nerve on this podcast tonight.
All right. We're going to end it by reading this one. It says, no subject. Who needs one? He's too fucking horny to type a subject in. Says, you sound kinky. I know a ghost that would love to get his cock played with. He is white and over 16.
He said he'll shoot his ectoplasm all over you.
I really hope that someone sends you a picture of them wearing a sheet, but then they have a hole cut out in their dicks just through it.
All right.
I wish they would do the opposite, where they're not wearing a sheet, but they have
but
like a
over
little,
their dick.
Little they have a little ghost over their dick,
just like a Kleenex with like a face on it.
That would be actually more preferable, probably. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I appreciate it. Do you guys have anything coming up that you want to plug? This will come out like around Halloween.
You turn anything down lately, Tom?
You're going to be on my Christmas show.
Yeah, because you couldn't do every spot on that show.
I'll go ahead and plug this. I'm really excited for a show. It's 2 days after Christmas in Bloomington. It's Tom Brady and Friends at the Comedy Attic, and it's tentative who is going to be on it right now, but it's going to be a real fun time, so come hang out with that. It's the Saturday after Christmas. Tim, you got anything coming up?
I'm at the Pittsburgh Improv the week of Thanksgiving.
All right. Jonathan Giuseppe.
I'm at the Double Door on November 10th.
Okay. Yeah. That is in Chicago, Illinois.
Yep.
Connor, you're also featuring for Henry Phillips at the Comedy Attic.
December 18th through 18th through 20th.
So
were you not able to do that one, Tom?
I had to turn that one down. Yeah.
I'll be at the Comedy Corner Underground in Minneapolis December 5th and 6th.
So check out Conrad Spookahaunty. Thanks again, guys, for being on the podcast. We like to end our episodes by saying keep it crispy. So, one, two, three.
Hamburger!
I love Sinbad.
Have a good night. Oh, he's back.
Hey.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Have a good girls' night. Bye.
Carried away, we studied entire empires. When you drew, we landscaped our legacies and fought about war. Best work.